He still hated getting wet. A Harry Potter fanfiction written and read by Soname. Pairing, Albus Scorpius. Rating, NC-17 for smut. Fuck. Albus yelped as he bucked his hips up, legs tensing as he hit the bed and panted, fingers still gripped tight in Scorpius's shirt. They were fresh out of school. It had been 3 weeks out and their birthdays had rounded on them, both hitting 18 at the perfect moments because their hormones weren't taking no for an answer any longer. After some severe finagling, he'd gotten his father's permission to stay at Malfoy Manor, and upon doing so, his boyfriend had proceeded to tell him that his parents were not here and wouldn't be back for several hours. They ran up the stairs so fast they frightened a house elf off its chair. They slammed into Scorpius's bedroom, and the door flew back behind them, the blonde spell-locking it as he hurried in, kicking off his shoes and tugging at one of his socks as Albus pulled them into their current position. "Pratt," he muttered as the blonde hummed in approval of the disheveling his clothes were going through.
"You have the best nicknames for me, don't you?"
Scorpius asked, one hand running through his boyfriend's hair as their noses brushed and they shared a grin. Albus took that moment to lick at his cheek and nod, a grin on his face as Scorpius gave a distracted yelp and pulled back. "Merlin, that's sick!" Yep, he still hated getting wet. "Oh, you love it when I do it." Albus lay back against the bed and began unbuttoning his boyfriend's jeans with a lick of his lips, tugging at the fabric a bit insistently. "Now undress, I'm not waiting forever." Scorpius laughed and pushed his hands away, forcing a kiss onto his lips before drawing back. "I should drag this out then, shouldn't I?" he asked, nipping at Albus's lower lip as the brunette moaned his protest before pulling him in for another kiss by his shoulders. "I swear to God, Scorpius, if we don't have sex in the next 3 minutes, I'm going to hex you so hard you'll have yellow hair." It might not have sounded like a serious threat, but the hurried way Scorpius threw his shirt and trousers off was just the incentive Albus needed from him. They fumbled around awkwardly for the next several minutes, tugging at fabric and ripping buttons apart, then forcing zippers to pry apart and possibly break on Albus's clothes. Socks flew across the room and Scorpius would more than likely never find his boxers ever again, and Albus wouldn't mind because they weren't the best color on him anyway. Beyond those thoughts, there really wasn't anything going on in Albus's head other than the laughter bursting from his lips as Scorpius bent at the edge of the bed and tickled his lover's feet. There was serious flailing, a knocked over lamp, and several apologies before they were back to kissing again. It was one of the only ways Scorpius knew how to shut Albus up when he started in on his nervous, "I'm sorry," speeches and his tripped over, "I didn't mean to." It didn't take long before they were panting through each other's lips, hands fumbling together by Albus's head as their fingers looped and they let their eyes catch and legs wind around each other.
"You're so beautiful,"
Scorpius breathed, rubbing their noses again as his boyfriend huffed but still kept a blush on his face as he swallowed a shiver.
"Scorpius, don't." "No, you are. You're everything to me."
Albus blushed a brighter shade of red, if that was at all possible, mind you, and shook his head. This time he couldn't suppress the shiver that ran through him.
"I wish you wouldn't talk to me like that. I'm not some girl. You don't have to impress me or anything."
Scorpius just chuckled and gave him another brief kiss. His lips chapped and his mouth tasted like that fancy tea his mother just had to have on hand in their house. His tongue was teasing at his lips, and no matter how many times Albus parted them to allow his boyfriend access, he either ended up ignoring it or just didn't get the hint.
"I'm not trying to impress you, you sod. I just..."
The pause made the air go thin as Scorpius pulled one hand out of Albus's grip and brushed it along his cheek.
"I want you to know how much I love you before we do this."
Now Scorpius was blushing, shifting on top of Albus before he grumbled and ready to roll off of him so he could get the awkward part of this conversation out of the way. Albus used his now free arm to pull the blonde back down and nip his right ear lobe, though, stopping his lover's retreat.
"I love you too.
Doubtful you turned out to be, though." They chuckled in a mix of, "No, I've got no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Do you?" and shifted on the bed uncomfortably for a few minutes. Albus eventually sighed and let his body lift onto his elbows.
"All right, how should we start?"
he asked, letting Scorpius fall between his legs as their hands let go, and Albus ran them up and down the blonde's back.
"If you have to ask, I think I'm doing it wrong, don't you?"
Scorpius asked in a near scoff before he leaned over and kissed down Albus's jaw and then neck. The brunette shivered, and his left leg slowly began to slide upward, thigh pressing to Scorpius's hip as he closed his eyes. "Then I guess I should stop talking," Albus tried, and Scorpius hummed.
"Stop talking. Good idea. Do that."
He wanted to argue, but the blonde had just done this amazing thing with his tongue and his left nipple that made him buck ever so. Okay, about 3 or 4 inches upward into his boyfriend's hips. His fingers tightened around the sheets and his thoughts ran through all the ways this could turn into a fuck-up. And let me tell you, there were a lot. I mean, shit! Holy wizard god, could Scorpius use his tongue. Who knew Albus would be a belly button kind of guy? Scorpius did, obviously.
"I know, right?"
There was a familiar smug tone in Scorpius' voice as when he drew back. And when Albus caught his gaze for a total of a few seconds, he felt his cock twitch before the gray eyes looked back down and went back to licking along Albus's chest.
"Just tell me if I'm doing it right, okay?"
he muttered, as he fluttered kisses at the very top of Albus's happy trail. Green eyes flickered and then dark lashes closed around them as he hummed and nodded, head tossed back as he gripped the sheets tighter. There were butterflies in his stomach and his hands hurt from the grip he had on the sheets, his one raised leg trembling before he decided to drop it and gave out a soft whimper, Scorpius's hands dragging down along his chest until they gripped either side of his hips. He moaned and squeezed his eyes tighter, breath quickening as his toes curled, and he felt the swift licks of a tongue and hot breath flow down from the tip of his head to the base of his shaft. Hold still. Oh, he would hold still, all right. He'd hold so still he'd...
Wait, that wasn't innuendo, was it?
Scorgify. Okay, so that totally wasn't innuendo or comfortable. Albus readied to scramble back as his insides writhed and a cold chill poured into a very untouched spot. And then it was gone. But at the same time, it totally wasn't, because he could still feel it.
Scorpius, what the fuck are you on about?
Albus barked as his eyes opened and his head shot up, down. But then he froze as he caught the blonde smirk. He used his position to kick his boyfriend's shoulder, but before he could tell him he wanted off the bed, his legs were being draped over Scorpius's shoulder, and then his hips were in the air. His balance literally ripped from underneath him as he hit the bed.
Scorpius!
A low chuckle was all he got before there was a hand at the base of his cock and a tongue trailing along the side of his thigh as Scorpius bit and kissed and sucked. Albus wanted to call his boyfriend so many things right now, but words were lost on a strangled moan at the attention his prick was getting. This he could deal with. They were getting somewhere. It wasn't awkward anymore. It was... Wow. Just...
Wow.
You were... So doing that. Right. Albus finally muttered, eyes fluttered closed as he let one hand tangle into his boyfriend's hair as he bent down to the kiss at his erection and the other wedged between his teeth as he bit down, moaning around the digits. There was a hum of approval just under the head of his cock, and then Albus felt his mind go blank. Now, there was a mouth on him. Not just any mouth, Scorpius's mouth. And he was doing these things with his tongue and holy fuck, he was going to come right down his throat if only he'd swallow like that one more time. It may have been too soon, but he'd never had a blowjob from Scorpius that was this intense before. But of course, because Albus had a bastard for a boyfriend, he stopped before it could get any better. He was, well, not really angry. But he was just distracted enough that he missed the spell Scorpius cast on his fingers before pressing one at his entrance. Suddenly, this was real again. He made a slight noise of protest when the finger pushed into the first joint, and Scorpius paused, letting it sit there without a word as he watched Albus's face, waiting. It was awkward, uncomfortable, and he had to keep reminding himself that he wanted this, so he needed to stop clenching so hard, but God, how could he? Another spell was cast, and Albus felt a warm slosh this time. The finger slid in much easier as he cried out, eyes blinking open as he squeezed his thighs around Scorpius's shoulders. At least he wasn't completely flaccid yet, but his thoughts ran away from that. The moment the second finger dug into him, another cry escaping his lips as they turned just a fraction. "Scor," he panted out, hand leaving his mouth as a chorus of groans followed it, head tossing from side to side, toes curling and legs tense once again as the two fingers rolled and then ever so slowly started spreading. It didn't hurt. It was awkward as hell, but it definitely didn't hurt. Then there was a mouth back on his cock, and Albus let out a strangled cry, legs trembling and almost kicking out as he tried to focus on anything but watching Scorpius's head bob and his wrist twist just like that, and how good he looked naked between his legs. He really wasn't helping his case at all. When he was once again right on the verge of coming, Scorpius pulled off. He had to be doing that on purpose. Albus was panting as he finally opened his eyes, legs being moved as Scorpius repositioned him and tucked the brunette's thighs around his hips, leaning forward now to kiss him. Normally, Albus would bitch that about just how gross he thought his boyfriend was, especially since he had pre-cum on his lips, but normally they weren't about to have sex. The taste was salty, and he'd ventured to lean up and drag his tongue along the lip where the mess was waiting, taunting him, and when he paired it with the natural taste of Scorpius and that tea aftertaste, he really enjoyed it. "Are you?" Scorpius seemed hesitant, one hand slick as Albus looked down between them to watch the blonde rub it along his shaft. Still thick and dark-veined, and if he didn't want it so much right this second, he'd have leaned down to tease his tongue along the slit like he always did when he was feeling cruel. But instead, he nodded, swallowing his fears and thoughts as Scorpius smiled, a slightly unconvinced look on his face as he shook his head and aligned the tip of his cock to Albus's entrance. Wordlessly, they stared into each other's eyes for what felt like forever, but Albus knew it was just him being impatient. And suddenly he couldn't stare anymore because he had to shut his eyes. Scorpius was pushing his cock inside of him and he couldn't keep his eyes open. This was so much tighter. He felt like he was slowly being torn in two, and now he did want to stop, but his mouth was too busy moaning in pain. Scorpius stopped anyway, panting above him. His hands had found their way to Scorpius's shoulders, and his nails were currently digging tightly into the flesh there, and his legs were clenched around him as they just stayed still and breathing, feeling lightheaded. For a moment, Albus thought he might have passed out, but then he felt Scorpius pulling back at his as his breath hitched in fear. He didn't want his boyfriend to think he didn't like this. He just needed a few minutes to adjust, and then he could... A hard thrust upward indicated Scorpius wasn't actually pulling out. So Albus nearly screamed in a mixture of pain and something that might have been ecstasy. If ecstasy was laced with needles and scalpels and... That... Whatever that was, hit that again. Oh, dear God, yes. Scorpius! The plead in Albus's voice was mixed with pain and Scorpius's near-inhuman prostate-locating cock, also known as pleasure. The blonde grunted as one hand stayed on Albus's hip, keeping his squirming figure there while the other roamed his chest and began pumping at his shaft, still fucking in earnest while his eyes rolled back and hair fell around his face. Slowly the pain left Albus's voice. It was there in feeling, but the numb drive of sex quickly took over his brain and vocal cords. Suddenly, the only words he knew were Scorpius and fuck and yes and don't stop, please. Occasionally, they would intermix. His leg was falling asleep, but he didn't feel it. All he felt was that pressure building in his chest and groin, the trailing kisses, the hot breath across his skin. Fuck, Albus. I love you. And he was coming so hard he saw white. For a few seconds, his brain had convinced him he'd been fucked into blindness. But then his vision returned and he grunted a few times in breathless attempts to catch his breath while Scorpius continued to fuck him. It didn't take long. He'd warned the blonde ahead of time to pull out because he did not want cum inside his ass. But apparently he'd only been half listening. Albus received half of the seed in, the rest of it milked across his stomach and thighs as his legs slid down and off Scorpius's hips. Sadly, he was too tired to bitch at his boyfriend and far too sore to push him off when the blonde slumped down and buried his face into his neck. They spent the next 10 minutes or so panting and catching their breath, little kisses shared here and there before Albus moaned and bit into the blonde shoulder.
"Next time, I top," he muttered, and Scorpius gave a half-interested laugh as he tugged at the covers and finally just assioed a clean sheet out of his closet as he tucked it around them. Chivalry be damned, he was a sweet boyfriend to Albus.
"I doubt that."
Okay, so maybe he would always be a prat, but at least Albus knew he was great in bed. Even if he did hurt in places he'd have to spell numb repeatedly.
"I love you, Albus,"
the blonde muttered, interrupting his thoughts and then punctuating his sentence with a yawn and nuzzle.
"I love you too,"
he whispered back, and relaxed as they both closed their eyes and drifted off to sleep. Thankfully, the door was locked. There were no parents to keep quiet for, and they had a few hours to rest off the sex that had been mind-numbingly good. The end.
Reader's notes. Okay, as the author, this was unbearably fun to write at 3 o'clock in the morning. But as the first time reading anything smut-related, it was kind of hard, and I laughed a lot, especially going back through it and having to listen to myself. But it was definitely worth it, and I hope you all really love it. Though, if you still prefer reading to listening to me, I don't blame you. I'm so glad that I got the chance to do this, and I hope you all enjoy it. So, ta-ta, and lots of love, hoping for more Scorpius Albus or whatever from me. Bye!